You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
Nick is not with us, and I can't remember why. I know there's a reason.
Oh, is it because he was filming the other day?
I think it's because he was filming The Inbetweeners.
Did you see his Facebook status?
No.
Well, he put it on Facebook, so I'm going to say it. He was talking to the person who was playing his wife in The Inbetweeners the other day. And it turns out that they're both going to be in Doctors in a couple of weeks' time, and she's going to play his wife again.
Oh, you're joking?
No.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Who'd have thunk it? I should have been his wife in Doctors. What's going on with the Doctors casting?
You're crying too much.
It's true. If it wasn't a crying acting role, then they won't have me in. I tell you, I have to cry in every role I do.
Ball your eyes out.
I am eating the nicest bacon panini ever. Do you know what? I don't normally like it. I don't really like bread in the morning, but I just fancied it today, and it's going down a treat. Anyway, what I was trying to tell you is that you're listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show, and I...
So we got around to it eventually.
You know, what can I say? But we are with you through until 12 noon, and I've got tons of music to play, but I would like to play your music as well. So if you have any requests whatsoever, info@myscr.co.uk.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
We've got lots coming up in the show today. I'm going to go through stuff that's going on in Stratford. We're going to have Shop of the Week. In fact, I have my Shop of the Week. And providing you get an email from this Shop of the Week, I will promote the shop. I've also got Imrajeer's new music we lust. I've got quite a lot to get through actually today, because I just got a bit carried away listening to some loads of music today. But what I would also like to throw out there to all the listeners is I'd like you to send me in music that perhaps you think I might like. And stuff you think I should be listening to. And I'd like to do a little slot. I do it anyway in Rochelle's New Music We Lust, but I quite like to do in listeners' New Music We Lust. And then we can play a couple of your tunes as well that perhaps, you know, that it hasn't reached the charts yet or the ears of the masses. So anything at all you'd like me to listen to, you can either go onto our website, which is...
You should know this by now.
I know, but I always get confused. Is it www.breakfastybrunchshow or is it just Breakfasty Brunch?
Breakfasty Brunch.
Okay. www.breakfastybrunch.co.uk.
Could you send them to contact@breakfastybrunch.co.uk? Because if it goes to the info, well, we'll never get it.
Right. So if you have any music you would like me to listen to, that's me, Rajer, could you send your requests to contact@breakfastybrunch.co.uk. contact@breakfastybrunch.co.uk. We'll also put that up on Facebook and on our website, just to be double sure on that. Yes. But I would like to hear some new sounds, because I was getting quite into my new sounds today. And I've got a couple that I would like to play for you today. Right, we've also got the quiz coming up, and Sam seems very excited about this.
We've got a brand new game to go in it.
Brand new game.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
I've got a new thing every week.
Oh, excellent.
Ish.
I've also brought in some lovely lemon sponge roll for us to munch on during the morning.
Save it till my breakfast has gone down, and I'll definitely be in that.
I'll tell you what, I could have had two of those bacon paninis. Sometimes you just need some stodge.
MyScr.co.uk.
Can I say hello to somebody?
Please do.
Hello to Francesca Bailey again.
Oh, we did her last week.
Go on and do
it. Francesca Bailey. Well, it has to be a different person each week.
Oh, okay.
Unless you do it, because Nick and I both did it. So you've got 1 minute to...
Absolutely not. I will stumble over my words. I've just done it then. I will stumble over my words.
Go on, have a go. Have a go.
No.
Have a go.
No.
Have a go.
No.
Have a go.
No.
We can never say hello to her again. Go on, ready, go.
Oh, Francesca Bailey, Francesca Bailey. I can't do it.
You can. Confidence. Go.
Francesca Bailey, Francesca Bailey, Francesca Bailey.
Very good. We have
three. I did three.
Maybe we could practice it. You see, you haven't got the articulation skills.
No,
Miss Asprey,
I'm not an actor.
You see? Well, some might. Anyway, you are listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show. Any requests, info@myscr.co.uk.
Nick and Rochelle.
I'm going to tell you now what my Shop of the Week is, because that Shop of the Week is tuned in.
Oh, really?
Yes, it has.
Have they really?
Yes, it has. And my Shop of the Week this week
first
is Wink Photography.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to have some lovely photographs taken of their family or indeed themselves, then Wink Photography is a very, very fine establishment. And Charlie, the gorgeous Charlie, will be there all day today, in fact, to greet you. So Wink Photography at the top of Henley Street. That's the right street, isn't it?
Henley Street.
What's this street? Henley Street.
That street over there is Henley Street.
No, this is Henley Street.
This is really, really good radio, isn't it?
This is Henley Street here.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
That street up there is Henley Street. If you go up here and turn left, there's the library. That's Henley Street.
That's what I'm saying. The road that this
that
antique centre... What road is that then?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
Answer on the postcard, please. info@icr.co.uk. Charlie, we'd like your full address, please. But Wink Photography. And also, Charlie has asked for a little bit of Paloma Faith, I believe. So Paloma Faith is coming to you now, Charlie. Let me just make sure I've got the right thing on here. Yes, indeedy. Charlie, this is for you at Wink Photography.
Stratford Community Radio.
Wink Photography, which is Henley Street. Now, when we were talking about Henley Street, when I was pointing, Sam, that's what I meant. Henley Street, the one outside these very doors. But you're being pedantic and saying I'm pointing in the wrong direction.
You're pointing at Windsor Street.
All right, but you know what I meant. I mean, I just say the bit outside the antique centre is Henley Street.
Where is 30 Henley Street anyway? Up the road.
It's at the top
now,
of
see,
Henley Street.
Now, see, that's not Henley Street either over
no,
there.
No, I'm just pointing. Stop being so pedantic. Flipping it. You won't have any lamb? Some lamb spongerole. that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Disgusting.
Some lamb spongerole. At the top of Henley Street, opposite where the that gorgeous statue is, as if you were walking away from town, is Wink Photography.
Okay.
I don't think we could possibly plug Wink Photography anymore if we tried. Do you?
That's enough. You've had your lot, Charlie.
Anyway, I hope you enjoy Paloma Faith there. Any more requests, do, as I said, please, info@myscr.co.uk. We would love to play some tunes.
5 minutes
you.
Till the quiz.
There is 5 minutes to the quiz. So get your pens and papers at the ready, people.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Oh, I do love a bit Peter Dixon.
He's good, isn't he?
He is good. And I've noticed on other radio stations now, they've started to copy us, Sam.
Have they really?
But not with the real McCoy. Like people with like very similar sounding voices, but we have the real Peter.
Has Nick been moonlighting?
Nick, yes. That's maybe where he is today. Oh, my voice went very squeaky there. Listen, we need to have some lemon sponge roll before 12 o'clock. I'm not even
joking. I'll go get some plates and a knife in a second.
MyScr.co.uk.
Let's do.
Is my fader up?
Oh, what's your fader? What one is that then? The
live
yellow?
Live mixer.
Yes.
No, that's the echo.
I know.
Live mix of the grey.
It's up. You're up, mate. Listen, just to let you know, for those of you who've not played the quiz before, you just need a pen and a paper. And then...
you need a pen and a paper.
A pen and a piece of paper. and basically, it's you against me today because Nick's not here, so I can't thrash him. Ha ha. Sam asks the questions, we answer them, we then play a tune, and in whilst that tune is playing, you email in the answers to info@myscr.co.uk, and then we decide who wins. And whoever wins...
We decide who wins.
And then whoever wins will win a magnificent prize, which we have to think about that. Maybe some of my lamb sponge roll. Lemon sponge roll.
Lamb sponge roll.
Maybe I need to have some roast lamb. So that's what you do. So hopefully you've got a pen and you've got a piece of paper.
Piper.
And we're going to play your steak. We're going to play the quiz.
Question number one. Which city was the hometown of Sylvester Stallone's movie character Rocky Balboa? Was it A, Chicago, B, Detroit, C, New York, D, Philadelphia?
Sorry, I wasn't listening because I'm just doing this. Right.
So professional.
Rocky Balboa.
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 Which was the hometown of Rocky Balboa? Chicago, Detroit, New York, or Philadelphia? Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese. Hang on. Okay.
Question two. Which of the following would a limnologist study, I don't know why I asked this one, limbs of the body, illuminations, lakes, or snails?
Say that one more time with feeling, please.
Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Which of the following would the limnologist study? I'll spell that. L-I-M-N-O-G... No. Oh, whatever. Limnologist study. Limbs of the body, illuminations, lakes, or snails. Why can I hear Rocky Balboa in the background?
Because you've started something now. I felt that we needed to play it because you've just brought up one of my all-time favourite 80s tunes. Let's keep going. Oh, yeah.
But mad.
Sylvester Stallone, rocking out. I love Rocky. I had a big tear in my eye when he won.
A big tear?
Big tear. This is a cracking tune. In fact, my friend Eugene Reich has got a cracking tune of this mixed with some kind of rap, and I will find it because you're going to love it. I'd rather it be a little bit taller. I'd rather be a baller. Or something like that. Anyway, I'll find it out. I can't rap, so...
Can I do the quiz now?
Sorry, it's because you mentioned Rocky. I can't help but to play Eye of the Tiger.
Well, I've got my very special quiz question to come up.
Let's just listen to the chorus.
It takes a while to get there.
I've just got a tiger staring at me. Sorry, go on, carry on. Carry on. So, Chicago, number two.
Fade him off.
Sorry, fade him. I'm fading. Oh, no.
Which one you faded off? The
quiz. Sorry.
Right, back onto the quiz.
I always say bustle up and it's rising up. Sorry.
How immature. Right.
How immature I am. Okay, sorry.
Right.
Question, what was number two?
Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese. Right, I'll behave.
Which of the following...
Sorry.
Oh, blimey.
Question two.
Which of the following would a limnologist study?
Yep.
Limbs of the body, illuminations, lakes, or snails? Question number three.
I like it, actually.
From which language is the word ketchup derived?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is it Chinese, Greek, Hindi, or Turkish?
Goodness me, that's a really good question.
Right.
I'm liking that.
I'm going to recap those three questions, then we're going to go on to question number four, which is my special game. Rising up, straight to the top. Oh dear. Question number one.
Your steak.
Which city was the home... I don't say it now. Which city was the hometown of Sylvester Stallone's movie character Rocky Balboa? Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Which of the following would a limnologist study?
Mm-hmm.
Limbs of the body, illuminations, lakes, or snails? And question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
From which language is the word ketchup derived? Is it Chinese, Greek, Hindi, or Turkish? And question number four.
Yep.
It's time for...
Yep.
And now, it's time for...
Bear with it.
Have you got Peter Dixon to do this again?
What happened next?
Is he your mate now or something?
No, it's from his app. It's okay. From his pocket announcer app.
Just say yes.
Yes. Right. This is brilliant. I did this last night at 10 o'clock.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm there.
I'd like to know...
What happened next?
From the Breakfasty Brunchy Show's podcast.
Nick, I hope you're listening from your bed.
Okay, here's clip number one.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking aloud here. There's a program on tomorrow night. The beauty of maps.
That's clip number one. What happened next?
Oh, flipping heck, I was here and everything, and I can't remember. Oh.
Just jot it down, and then we'll reveal it after.
The beauty of maps. Okay.
Question. Clip number two.
So it's not in the. Whereas there's a northwest wind. Well, that's easy for me to say.
Northwest wind.
There's a northwest wind which is keeping it in a sort of stasis, really, and very fine all over northern Europe.
Apparently, it's like sandpaper. Erlin, my friend from Iceland, said it's like sandpaper, and if it goes into the engines, poor old Iceland. Iceland's not having a good year, are they?
No one. Well, first we wanted cash. Now we've got ash.
That's exactly what Erlin said. I love that pun.
What happened next?
These are funny and hard. Okay.
No, you've got to get this one. Clip number 3.
Okay.
Beck's beer is brewed in which German city? A. Berlin. B. Bremen. What happened next? I'll repeat it again. Beck's beer is brewed in which German city? A. Berlin. B. Bremen. What happened next? You all done?
Yeah.
Right, I'll go over them one more time. Clip number 1.
I'm thinking aloud here. There's a programme on tomorrow night. The beauty of maps.
Mm.
What happened next?
Interesting programme.
So it's not in the. Whereas there's a north. That's easy to
say. Northwest wind.
There's a northwest wind which is keeping it in a sort of stasis, really, and very fine all over northern Europe.
Apparently, it's like sandpaper. Erlin, my friend from Iceland, said it's like sandpaper, and if it goes into the engines, Iceland's not having a good year, are they?
No one. Well, first we wanted cash, now we've got ash.
That's exactly what Erlin said, and I love that pun.
What happened next?
Beck's beer is brewed in which German city? A. Berlin. B. Bremen.
What happened next?
There you go.
Cool, that was good. I like that.
I'm glad.
I like that very much. You work very hard on this show, don't you?
I do.
That's cool. That's very cool.
I'm going to tuck into my lemon cake now.
Oh, lemon cake. Excellent. And whilst we're doing that, what we want you to do now is send in your answers, okay, to info@myscr.co.uk, and you have this song to do it to. This is one of my favourite songs at the moment, and also I believe your cousin's favourite song at the moment.
Hey.
So we shall play it. Turn it up. I really love this track. I did it with a hand action.
I like the hand action.
Good.
Nick and Rochelle.
Do you watch Glee?
Glee? No.
Why?
I'm a bloke.
That's true, but it's so brilliant. It's so brilliant. Did you not even watch the Vogue edition?
No. Oh, wait, the Madonna one.
See?
I saw a commercial for it, but I didn't watch it.
No. Can you watch it for me? It is so brilliant.
Okay, I think I saw the first ever episode.
Which was brilliant.
Which was good, yeah, I mean, I must admit. But I'm not into that sort of show normally. But it was good, I might watch it again.
See?
Just before, on your recommendation.
On my recommendation. And you get to hear Sue. And you have to strike a pose. I'm not playing it all again. I'm just playing it because we're talking about Glee, my favourite show. I'm having
that.
A Glee night with my friend Frances Croutier, the chocolatier. We are literally going to watch back-to-back Glee.
That is such
Glee.
A girl thing to do.
Is it, though?
Yes, it is.
I reckon there's some secret men out there. Sam likes a bit of Glee.
And me?
Nope.
I was going to say.
My Sam. He loves a little bit of Glee.
But would he call his friends and have a Glee night in their pyjamas?
No, he'd have a football night probably, wouldn't he?
Stratford Community Radio. The quiz.
Oh, just finished my mouthful. There we go. How professional.
Lemon, that's what lemon sponge roll does to you.
Oh, well, I want to have some more, but I've got to do this.
That's really nice, actually.
Right, question number 1.
I don't want to blow people away.
Oh, I knew I'd do that again.
The quiz.
Get it right.
I'm flipping button, I keep forgetting to press. Which city was home to Sylvester Stallone's movie character Rocky Balboa? Roger.
I have written Chicago. It's fighting talk. I've written Chicago. We have had somebody email in, though. And they've... But it's not, though, of course. It's Philadelphia.
I'm not revealing it until you said...
Because I wasn't really listening to you, because I was too excited about playing this. I didn't really think it through. But I have to stand by Chicago. And, of course, you know, really, I believe it was Philadelphia, but that's what Chess Bailey's written.
Well, I know for a fact that Chess has cheated, because she always does.
Well, that's a shocker. How very dare she?
There is no chance on this planet that Chess has managed to get all of them right, which is what she's done.
Oh, don't tell me that. I was excited. Can I just tell you that I would have written Philadelphia? I just literally wasn't listening to you.
Okay, well...
honest to God, I would have written Philadelphia.
And Chess, you cheat. Question number 2.
Kizzy, very good.
Damn.
Which of the following would a limnologist study?
I've actually written lakes.
Chess put lakes. I just told you they were right, didn't I?
I know. You sort of ruined the, you know...
Well, it's not for the listeners.
Ruined the moment, really.
As per.
There's going to be no tension.
Question number 3.
Who got thrown out of Dorothy?
I don't know and I don't care. I don't watch the programme.
Does anybody know? I watched Danielle, who's my favourite, as we all know, do Italian... Italian Mambo or something. Brilliant. And also Jess was very good giving her rendition of Cabaret. If anyone was watching that, what do they think?
Jess or Chess?
Jess. Jessica. She sang, life is a cabaret, oh chum.
Hey, I've got an idea.
On show, every night.
Let's do question number 3.
Sorry. I digress. Sorry.
From which language is the word ketchup derived? Roger.
Well, obviously I now know that it's Chinese, and I nearly wrote Chinese, but once again, I was just so excited about finding Survivor, I foolishly wrote down Turkish.
But you're Turkish, aren't you?
No, I'm Tunisian.
You're Tunisian. That's I always right. mix the two up. But Chess, you got it right. You cheat.
She hasn't, to be fair though, got any answers for number 4.
I know, so she's lost.
Well, she might not have lost by my shocking answers that I've written down.
Are we ready for question number 4?
Yeah. Does anybody know, incidentally, who got thrown out of Dorothy? They can
let me
know.
Knows and Infer
my
cares.
CR. I care. Because I want Danielle to win.
Let's do...
What happened next?
Oh, yeah.
And now, it's time for... What happened next?
I'm thinking aloud here. There's a program on tomorrow night. The beauty of maps.
What happened next?
All right, there.
I'm eating. Sorry.
I said that will be scintillating radio, mm-hmm. or something like that.
The sound of people eating on air is horrible. Sorry. What's the answer?
That's what I wrote.
I wasn't listening.
What? I've written that will be scintillating radio, which must be too. Something like that.
I thought you were talking to me.
I think as soon as I heard the word maps, I started to go into, you know, a world of sleep.
Here is the answer.
Okay.
I'm thinking aloud here. There's a programme on tomorrow night. The beauty of maps. Tune in. BBC 4 is worth the license.
Yes!
Bless you.
Totally forgot I did that.
Roger just actually sneezed her headphones off then.
I totally forgot I did that.
Winged across the room as she did that. It's gone everywhere, that. Oh, dear, Roger. Anyway. Oh, God.
Get your tissue, Roger. There you go. You sneezed your headphones off.
I did sneeze my headphones off.
What happened next?
So it's not in yet. Whereas there's a northwest wind. That's easy for me to say.
Northwest wind.
There's a northwest wind, which is keeping it in sort of stasis, really, and very fine, all over northern Europe.
Apparently it's like sandpaper. Erling, my friend from Iceland, said it's like sandpaper, and if it goes into the engine, Iceland's not having a good year, are they?
First we wanted cash, now we've got ash.
That's exactly what Erling said, and I love that pun.
What happened next?
I've written Nick was rude to me in some fashion.
It wouldn't be surprising, would it?
It wouldn't be surprising, no.
Right, here's the answer.
So it's not in the... Whereas there's a northwest wind... Well, that's easy for me to say.
Northwest wind.
There's a northwest wind, which is keeping it in sort of stasis, really, and very fine, all over Northern Europe.
Apparently it's like sandpaper. Erlin, my friend from Iceland, said it's like sandpaper, and if it goes into the engines... No, poor Iceland. Iceland's not having a good year, are they?
Well, first we wanted cash, now we've got ash.
That's exactly what Erlin said, and I love that pun. Cash, ash, you get it?
And I saw a very good joke yesterday or something like that. They were walking along and got hit by a chicken, a couple of bananas, and a packet of mints, and it was a fallout from Iceland.
There you go.
Next, I don't get that joke.
The fallout from Iceland. The volcano there's of Iceland food in the air.
I'm not very good at that.
I still think that's brilliant, that joke.
It's very funny. I get it now.
Right, clip number three.
So Nick was funny, which is...
That's the answer. Nick was funny.
Not rude, but funny.
Here we go.
What happened next?
Beck's beer is brewed in which German city? A. Berlin. B. Bremen. What happened next?
I've said we taught Sam how to speak properly.
You would be far off when saying that. There we go. Beck's beer is brewed in which German city? A. Berlin.
Berlin.
B. Bremen. C. Is it Cologne or Cologne?
Cologne.
My merry good God. You couldn't make it up, could you? Cologne.
There you go. I failed to say Cologne properly.
That is actually unbelievable, Sam.
Well, no, it's how I said Cologne or Cologne.
Cologne.
Yeah, but it's German. I don't know, do I?
It's like saying Chanel number 5 is Channel number 5. You know.
I may have said that before.
Right, well, I got that right. But still, Chess is the winner.
Yay.
So, Chess, if you have got a request that you'd like us to play, info@myscr.co.uk, and we'll play you another tune. And I might even go, Francesca Bailey, many, many times.
Do it now.
No.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Raja Ferjani.
He's leaving the building in approximately 1 minute.
Nice.
So, thank you very much for listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show. We will be back next week, hopefully, with a full compliment.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.